I'm Andrew Michael. Here's what happened today in country music history for August 29th. Today in 1935, Bob Wills offers piano player Al Strickland of the High Flyers a $30 weekly salary if Al joins up with the Texas Playboys. Al Strickland joins Bob Wills in the recording studio a month later. Today in 1956, while speeding near Brownsville, Texas, Carl Perkins wrecks and totals the Cadillac that Sam Phillips had given him back in April. Today in 1962, United Artists releases Elvis Presley's boxing-themed film, Kid Galahad. One of Elvis's better-received movies, it also gives comedian Ed Asner his first acting gig. Today in 1964, 1 month after dying in an airplane crash, Gentleman Jim Reeves starts a 7-week stay at number one on the Billboard Country Singles chart with I Guess I'm Crazy. On that same day, Johnny Cash's album I Walk the Line reaches number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart. Today in 1977, three men attempt to steal Elvis Presley's casket from the Forest Hill Cemetery in Memphis to prove it's empty. The thieves' plan was to ransom the corpse for $10 million, but it was foiled by an FBI informant. As a result, the singer's body was moved to Graceland. Today in 1990, collection agents take jewelry, clothing, and $150 cash from David Allen Coe after a show in Knoxville, Tennessee, to help satisfy a $150,000 breach of contract verdict against him in Florida. Today in 1998, during a night of binge drinking, Johnny Rodriguez shoots and kills Israel Borrego, an acquaintance he says he thought was an intruder into his home. Rodriguez gets charged with murder, is freed on a $250,000 bond, and later gets acquitted of the crime. And 1 year ago today in 2017, Miranda Lambert and her Mutt Nation Foundation arrive in Houston, Texas to rescue animals in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. They save more than 100 dogs and a few cats, too. And happy 68th birthday to songwriter Don Schlitz, born today in 1952 in Durham, North Carolina. Don's first hit as a songwriter was Kenny Rogers' The Gambler, which became a crossover country hit in 1978. I tell you, it only takes one hit as a songwriter to be set for life. That's what happened today in country music history for August 29th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at TCMH Podcast.